Are you spent spiritually, emotionally, maybe financially? Hi, I'm Marzea, and like you, I want answers. I want to truly love and experience my life, but sometimes it seems like the finish line to happiness keeps moving backwards. I want fulfillment and abundance, and I want to know how to get it. Are you curious too? Well, welcome to the AW Mars Podcast. I'll be bringing real life stories and advice from people finding success, growing through failure, finding gratitude and mindfulness while growing their business, managing their families, battling through stress and anxiety. And I want to know what they've done to come out on top. I also have some tips of things that I'm using. Welcome to the AW Mars Podcast. Keeping gratitude. I did a little blog on this on my website about how to keep gratitude in between your successes and your joys. It's easy to reflect on what we're grateful for when, let's say, someone passes away or something that causes us to reflect on the gratitude in our life. And then it's also easy to keep with gratitude when we reach a success or we reach a goal. We feel really great and we're grateful for all the work that we put in and that we were able to get to that point. But all the time in between, how do we keep gratitude? And that is something that I've been practicing. I've been researching to hear what people are doing, to see what they're doing and apply it to my own life. I'm a busy person. I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. And I have, you know, everyday stresses like you. So being able to manage gratitude and make it a habit for me is something that I really wanted to do. But I also needed to reflect in my life as something that would be something I could keep up on and maintain. As bad as that sounds, you know, it's hard to say, you know, it's challenging to keep up with your gratitude, but it is. If you look at just the day-to-day life that you're experiencing, how often do we reflect on gratitude? And maybe it's once in a while, but for the last few months, I've been doing it every day. And sometimes I'll journal, but what I found to be the best success for me is at night, and I do it mainly when I put my daughter down to bed, but you can pick any time, is I reflect on the five things that I'm most grateful for that day. And typically one of my most grateful things that I'm always grateful for is my daughter, especially at that time when I'm putting her down to bed. So it's just a nice time to reflect on, even if I've had a challenging day with my six-year-old, I can find the peace and the gratitude saying, you know, I'm grateful for this day, even though it was challenging, if she was ill, if she was being six and just being rambunctious, I can still reflect at the end of the day and say, I love being a mom. And going from there, finding four more things to be grateful for that you truly do feel gratitude for that day. And sometimes it can be challenging. Sometimes your mind will start to wander. You can't really get to the five things. It can be a challenge. So I challenge you to give it a try. Listing off five things every day that you're grateful for. You can journal it. You can do a mental journal like I do, just to start setting the habit of, this is how I end my night. I know some people do it first thing in the morning as well. And I've been looking at ways to manage anxiety. And there was some studies showing that if you wake up and you start listing off your gratitude when you wake, you also help lower your stress and anxiety for the day. So that I'm still kind of testing out, but I really do enjoy ending my night with a reflection of the things that I'm grateful for that day without necessarily having to find a pen and paper, get into my journal, set aside the time. I mean, it sounds more tedious than it is, but as life goes on and as we progress through trying to build these habits, we really need to find a way to maintain them in our life. And that's what I'm doing. That's working. So I'd love to hear what you're doing. You can follow me on Instagram at a.w.mars with a Z. And you can also find me on Facebook at a.w.mars with a Z there too. If you want to connect, send me an email at info@awmars.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you find the things that you're grateful for today.